Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hey everyone, I'm John Lynn, the founder and chief editor at Healthcare IT Today. We're excited to bring you another in our series of interviews with top leaders in health IT. And our guests today are Jackie Rice, VP and CIO at Frederick Health, and Rishi Sarna, MD. He's Chief Clinical Officer at Backline. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us again, John. Thank you.
Yeah, excited to dive into today's discussion. We always love having CIOs on to have real experience with the problems that vex healthcare, I think is the way to describe it. But yes. Rishi, why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about yourself and Backline.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, John. So I'm a chief clinical officer at Backline. I left clinical medicine back in 2016, started at Backline in June. And at Backline, pretty much, we call ourselves like the Swiss Army of Solutions. We do secure communication, telehealth, physician scheduling, appointment reminders. I can go on and on, but that's kind of the gist of it. So,
yeah. Awesome. Thanks. And Jackie, how about yourself in Frederick Health?
I actually come from a nursing background. I was a NICU nurse.
I came up through IT.
I'm the CIO at Frederick Health. We're an independent community hospital, about 269 beds. We have 26 ambulatory sites, about 120 providers. A lot going on.
Yeah, good size. So, Rish, talk to us, about alignment of clinicians across the care continuum. And, why is that important and how does that contribute to these positive patient outcomes that are so crucial in healthcare?
Yeah, before I start, I think with care continuum, that covers a big area. When I think of care continuum, I'm thinking of from a diagnosis to when you're officially, curing the patient per se, right? So the example I always give, let's say if you're doing something exhilarating, like skiing or snowboarding in Colorado, you tear your ACL, or something less exhilarating, like playing pickleball, right? Tear your ACL, you're gonna go to your PCP. Your PCP is gonna be like, I suspected a torn ACL. That PCP now is going to refer you to an orthopedic surgeon. He or she is then gonna be like, okay, well, I'm pretty sure this is a torn ACL. Let's get you some imaging in. You have to go to a radiologist, obviously. Now you're gonna be scheduled for surgery. You have everyone to deal with in the patient. Once you are done with surgery, now you're post-op. And then the next you're gonna have to do through rehab. So everyone I just named, think about all those individuals that are involved. And in care continuum, with the advancements in healthcare IT today, you have to make sure all these people are on the same page. And I think that once you've filled in those gaps, it just makes the patient outcome a lot more seamless, where the patient's not running around being like, well, what did this doc say? Or what did this physical therapist said? If the physical therapist is like, we need to prolong your therapy for another 3 to 6 weeks, now you can be in touch with the orthopedic surgeon, eventually goes back to the family care doctor. So you can see how it's very linear, but it's also, at any point that chain can be broken. So I think that's where a communication platform is very beneficial.
Interesting. What would you add, Jackie, in that regard? Every CIO I talk to talks about this, the challenge of streamlining consults and referrals in patient care. Talk to us about your work in that and, to make that a better process at Frederick Health.
Streamlining those consults and referrals are really important for our providers so they don't get frustrated and our patients. We want our patients to get those referrals and get the care that they need. We're a community hospital. We're caring for our patients. So, I have a lot of good examples. Backline gives us that HIPAA-compliant way to communicate, whereas, years ago, you might have found somebody taking a picture or sending something on a cell phone, a message that we do not want that secure patient data communicated that way. So Backline has given us that HIPAA compliant piece of that. And the consults, one of the things we've been able to do is we've been able to build teams for specialists. And that has been life-changing for these consultants because I'll give an example of our cardiac team.
That'd be good.
So we have some APPs and then we have the cardiac surgeon and that whole team. And there are lots of different kinds of consults. So if we built that specialty, it could go to all of them. They could find the appropriate person to take care of that. You know, it's you're not waiting for somebody to come out of a procedure, the cardiologist to come out of a procedure, because
right.
I just sent it to one cardiologist to see. So it goes to the team, and they make the best decision of who should do that referral, who should take care of the patient, and the patient gets faster care.
I was going to say, I can see why that benefits the patients, but it sounds like it probably benefits the doctors too, because then they don't see a patient that should have been seen earlier, is that?
They get frustrated with if the cardiologist would come out and they have six things that they have to address.
Because they were all
four of them,
could
have been taken care of by the APP, right? And they can concentrate on the two that are left for them that they really need to go see. So it really streamlines things for the providers as well. Our hospitalists, they're busy all the time. So the ED docs always use backline to text to the hospitalist the report for them, so they don't have to call. The ED doc doesn't have to wait for the phone to be answered.
I was gonna say, do people answer phones these days?
No, they don't.
Straight to voicemail.
And the hospitalist isn't interrupted in their interactions with patients to look at, you know, I'm getting a call, do I have to take it or not?
Interesting.
You know, it really provides a better workflow. It's worked really well for us.
Awesome. Rish, what else would you add with, Backline has a lot of customers doing this. You know, what do you see on how it's helping them, you know, complete it quicker, you know, and improving the care?
Well, if we're sticking to the top of consults, the easiest way to say it is it's just there for you, right? Like Jackie was elaborating, and back in the day when I was in my training, if you wanted to consult someone, you'd pick up the phone, you'd try to see who's on the schedule. Maybe you call down to the unit and who's on call today? With our platform, I can literally just go into, a secure chat. I can create my own team. And I can literally, after I put the consult order in, I can be like, you know what? I have to do a GI consult. I can literally just type in at GI consult. And in real time, it'll notify who the GI doc on call is. So now I'm not wasting all this time. So think about how many minutes you save. We always say, in anything in healthcare IT, if you can even save your clinical staff 15 minutes, they're going to be able to eat lunch, that is huge. I would say a hospitalist on a given day is probably in a busy hospital, probably doing 8 to 10 consults a day.
Yes.
And now it's when I had to do consults, it was one of those things where obviously I knew it was beneficial for the patient, but I would roll my eyes because I'm like, this is going to be, I'm going down this tunnel, which I don't know when the end is. And if Jackie was saying, it's like, is this person going to pick up their phone? Are they going to answer their page? Are they going to call me back? And now I can put everything right there. And me being the doc that's being consulted, I can be consulted. I can be I can answer this real quickly.
Right.
So it just streams like the process so much more quicker. And like we were saying, we go to the bathroom and we can finally eat now. So
I was going to say, said like a true nurse that you got to go to the bathroom, which sadly should not be a rarity, but no, I think it's interesting to talk about, coordinating care across the continuum, right? You talked about a great example.
Yes.
Are there some other challenges they face in doing the coordination of the care?
Well, for example, one of the things that we struggle with in the ED across the nation is throughput, right?
Mm.
One of the things you need are your transporters. We took Backline, gave it to our transporters. They are using that. I took away their pagers and their phones that they have, several things they carry, saving money. But they get those calls, and they can get it as a team and coordinate the care. It's the teamwork. Taking care of patients is teamwork in a hospital. Everyone from your nurses to the doctors to the transporters. So that has really made a difference. And nursing. Our nurses use Backline to communicate with the providers, the ED providers, especially in the hospitalists that are on, because they can't get them on the phone either. Look, these hospitalists are working hard. They're seeing 18 patients sometimes a day.
Yeah.
They have to get patients discharged. So if I can send them messages with Backline of this patient is ready to go and this is what's happening, they maybe can better manage their time. It's all about managing your time, and in healthcare, it's all about priorities, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Backline is a tool that can help people manage those priorities and manage their time better with that communication. Communication is key, but relying on people picking up phones is not an answer.
It's funny because we would never do that in our personal life, right? Like, I think we've all accepted we're texting, right?
Yeah.
Well, very true. Yeah.
It's like, but for somehow, like, why would we think it would be different there?
Yeah.
And I think what you said is so interesting because it's all about the improved communication, right? We know that is what needs to be done. And maybe, you know, Reese, you could chime in here about, you know, how improved communication and it sounds like some interdisciplinary collaboration, including the transport, et cetera, you know, or even other clinicians. Yes. How does it enhance and, you know, care and overall efficiency? What have you seen with, you know, your other clients?
You know, if we're sticking to like interdisciplinary communication, right? The example, I have to give a personal example, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So, you know, my dad was having some venous insufficiency in his legs. I was having some pain in his legs. I was like, okay, well, go to your primary care doc. Goes to his primary care doc. Primary care doc sends him to a cardiologist. Cardiologist then refers him to a venous specialist. But my dad's primary doc care doc also referred him to a podiatrist. The podiatrist also referred my dad to a venous specialist. So my dad gets back at me and he's like, hey, listen, I have these follow-up appointments. And I'm like, hold on. You're going to two different venous specialists. Why? He said, well, the cardiologist told me to go one and the podiatrist told me to go one. And, you know, my dad, my parents had the luxury of their son being a physician, right? You know, I mean, not every family has the luxury of having a healthcare member in their family. So I told my dad, you got to scrap this. You're literally wasting your time. If he hadn't called me, he would have gone to both. Maybe would have gotten conflicting information, probably would have gotten the same information.
Sure.
But, you know, we always talk about how it saves time on our end, you know, as the provider end, you know, a doctor or nurse. But I think just as important is what's the time it's saving on the patient end, right? If those four docs had actually communicated amongst each other, and here's the best part, all four of those docs are in the same building. If they just would have communicated with each other, they could have saved my dad going through all these multiple appointments, not having to call me up and be like, oh, hold your brakes on that. So, you know, that patient standpoint, it saves a lot of time too. If the docs are actually have a platform where they can communicate with one another.
Yeah.
You know, that cardiologist could have been like, yeah, I'm already referring him to a venous specialist. The podiatrist is like, oh yeah, you already have a venous specialist appointment. No need to do that. So.
Yeah. Well, and your dad was reserving two spaces that could have been used for someone else. And in many places, 3-6 months out, right?
Exactly. So,
he doesn't want to pay for both of them.
No, not at all.
That's a good point too.
No.
And insurance won't reimburse it for it either, probably. Let's talk about from the clinician perspective. I love that you're a nurse, you know. What's been their reaction to the adoption of these platforms like Backline? And how has it kind of influenced their daily workflow? You gave us some examples, of course, but are there some features and functionality that like they really love and have made the biggest impact?
Sure. We can use it on the computer or you can use it on a phone. You know, way back when we first started, giving nurses phones, we told them they can't have it on the floor, can't let people see it. Now it's
on it.
Yeah. Well, it's their work device. And really, you know, our workforce is turning over very quickly. 50% of our workforce are very young. They text.
Yep.
That's how they communicate.
Yep.
And so the ability for the nurses to get the care that they can do, they can text the transporter to come get a patient to take home, their care management, you know, finding the right provider can be challenging. So you can look up and see who's on call, use that provider. You know, in healthcare right now, it's all about length of stay too.
Yeah.
And that helps our bottom line. We're all struggling with finance. So what can we do to streamline this? And, you know, patients don't want to stay any longer than they have to either. We can use it for tests and those kinds of things too. So I think at first it was challenging for the providers. They're used to getting the phone call and having someone yell at them, hey, the call's for you if you're in the ED. They adapted very quickly and took it on very quickly. They much prefer doing that. They're in the ED, they have a routine, they're taking care of patients, they take care of it between patients, the surgeons, you know, even you talked about the GI provider, maybe doing a procedure, he does not want a phone call that you know, he doesn't know how bad it is. So now he has a team that helps him decide who needs to do this. And if he really needed to be interrupted, then he has somebody who's made that clinical decision, because there's a team group taking this and managing it. So
that's interesting. Do your clinicians ever get overwhelmed with too many messages? I mean, we hear that a bit on the patient portal side, but I feel like a text is still less overwhelming than a bunch of calls, but how are you managing that?
You know, they prefer that rather than a bunch of phone calls. I will tell you that having too many and their workload and their messaging, that's a whole other podcast we could do. Okay?
We could.
That's the next episode.
with solutions to come. But with Backline, I haven't heard as much of that. The messaging with the portal is a lot with the patients and getting back to patients and making sure it is important for them to get back to their colleagues. Look, we're a community hospital. Everybody kind of knows each other, and they are taking care of. They you know, they're all working together as a team. Like I said, healthcare is teamwork. Absolutely. So they're all doing that. So the biggest complaint I hear is when what they need to do is if they're on duty, they log themselves on, but you can take yourself off if you're off.
Oh, that's a nice feature.
Our hospitalists work 7 days on and 7 days off. I think you can get burnt out if you leave that team on and you don't take yourself out when you're off.
Yeah.
And so that is something that we try to tell them to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's really interesting also, because when you think about it, I get it, the messages coming through the portal from the patients, that can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, no nurse wants to burn out a doctor, no doctor wants to burn out a nurse, so you don't have the same problem.
I mean, I'm sure that there are days the hospitalists are like, oh my goodness, I have all these patients and I'm getting these, but, you know, and we've looked at what else can we do to streamline their process? I may be getting to another question, but,
no, it's good.
You know, like, what can I do to help streamline it? Like, I'd like to work with Backline to come up with, can I notify the nurse when the labs are back? Not put in there the actual values, but can I let them know when the labs are back? Because how many times am I going to go, look, the patient needs to go. I'm going to have to log in and look to see what it is. So
and the answer is it depends on the patient and how annoying they are, right? That's how many times they check.
Well, you know, we're trying to get them out. Usually it's because there are two patients down in the ED that need a bed.
Yeah.
We're trying to do that at all. So,
makes sense.
You know, those kinds of things we try to think about for how can we ease the workflow a little bit more.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, Risha, we kind of talked about speed of consults and referrals, and we love this group idea. I think that's a fascinating approach. But how about, you know, when it comes to the information exchange and making sure the right information gets to the right people? What have you seen in that regard?
Well, you know, traditionally, like we were talking about, you know, when I at least did in my training, when I had to consult a specialist, we'll pick on cardiology since we're doing all that right now. You were trained to be concise. You know, it's like give the most pertinent information in the least amount of words. You know, you were told, you know, whether you're a nurse, you know, resident, med student, whatever, if you're an attending calling another specialist. And so you always felt like, honestly, you know, even if you did it a million times, you're like, am I saying too much? Am I not saying too much? With, you know, with Backline, like I said, I can literally go, I can go on the platform. I can say, you know, at GI or at cardiology console, right? Because I'm thinking, okay, let's say a patient comes in, I do an EKG on them. They have a shortened PR interval, a prolonged QRS complex, and then you see a little thing called a delta wave. That tells me it's Wolf Parkinson White syndrome. By the way, my medical school professors would love that. I still remember that, by the way. I bet you that was all wrong. Yeah. So, but, you know, that I can be like, hey, you know what? I need to have a cardiologist look at it. Now what I can do is I can actually send that EKG over the platform. And if I want, I can even take a picture of that EKG right then and there, send it to that cardiologist, and now look at all the information I gave them in a very concise way, but I gave them more information probably than they needed without probably even having to say a word. Yeah. Now, obviously at some point we're gonna get on the phone and talk about it, but the amount of information now you can give, it's you're completing that picture for that specialist to see.
Yeah.
So that that's the difference I've seen from, you know.
Yeah, and that's a great point. They still use the phone if it's an emergent issue.
Sure.
You're not going to text somebody for an emergent issue.
Yeah.
But the phone is still there. But these are to make things more streamlined and taking care of the patients faster and better with that team approach I talk about.
Well, and as CIO, you have to be grateful that that's HIPAA compliant way rather than just an SMS.
I'm just telling you that. And they do take pictures. The orthopedics take pictures of broken bones, and I guarantee you that happened way back when.
Yeah.
So they needed this. They needed this tool to do the work that they do, and do it being compliant.
Well, I think that's what the great CIOs do: is they enable the clinicians to do what they're trying to do,
right,
just to do it in a HIPAA compliant,
regulated
way.
Right. And to add to Jackie's point, I mean, you know, her working in the field, she understands that. You know, when you have CIOs that understand the pain points of doctors and nurses, she's right. Like, I will probably get myself in trouble for saying this, but yeah, we took pictures all the time. And if I knew my buddy who's a cardiologist, I can just call him up and be like, hey, I need your help. He's like, all right, send me the picture. All right, we got it. Not supposed to do that, but you're supposed to get a quick decision.
But you're taking care of the patient.
Exactly.
Providers and nurses will always take care of the patient, and they'll do what they need to do. And it's our job to give them the tools to do so, right?
Yeah, I'm glad we've evolved. About half decade ago, I did a focus group of doctors, and the doctor said, they're not going to throw us all in jail.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but they might fine you all.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've come a long ways. But that goes back to, like you said, that they want to provide care. And if we give them an option that is compliant, they will do it.
Absolutely.
And
so they will.
That's the message there.
They absolutely will.
Well, looking forward, what do you see as next? What are the next opportunities available to kind of help facilitate this, you know, the innovations you're doing?
You know, I would really like to use the scheduling for providers is key to know who is the specialist on and who's there. We kind of have a combined thing. I'd love to see that streamlined. I'd love to look at, like I said, those things that could make it easier for our clinicians. That's what my job is. Like, when are those labs back? Could I just have the system send a message through backline to that? Or, you know, when's a test done that the doctors would really like to see, the MRI? What can I do to streamline so that they don't have to keep looking for stuff?
That's great. Rish, anything you'd add?
I honestly think it comes down to communication again. You know, I mean, you walk around here, every other booth is AI, and I think AI is great. Don't get me wrong. I think it's amazing, you know, especially now that we're converting from, you know, a fee for service to more of a, you know, kind of like a community model, which benefits the patient and ultimately does save you money. Those AI tools will help you, you know, automate that information. It still comes down to communication. And I know it's very easy for me to say for the company I work for, but that was one of the biggest reasons why I chose to come here, because communication is the most important thing moving forward. And it's still the thing that's still lacking the most, you know, if you think about it, right? I mean, we've handcuffed entire hospital systems because, you know, if I'm in Colorado and my records are on an Epic system, and I go to Maryland and I get hurt and I go to Jackie's hospital, they're on Meditech, they can't talk. I mean, we're still faxing stuff over. And so now it's like, if there's a platform like, hey, listen, actually, I can send you all of his records. Doesn't matter if you're on Cerner, Meditech, Epic, doesn't matter if you're in a mom and pop EHR. Like, how is it 2024 and we're just solving this now? So that's, again, communication, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. But it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's not easy. The developing the tools, making sure that, you know, if you're going to have providers use it and staff use it, it has to work.
Right.
And it has to be easy. It can't be complicated. Right. And, you know, that's our job, is to provide those tools and work with companies like Dr. First and Backlined. And, you know, we give feedback to them. They help us try to figure out things. It's a good partnership.
Yeah. I mean, it takes partnerships in healthcare.
Yes.
You know, and to one last point what Jackie said, it's gotta be easy to use, right? I mean, there's so many times when I was in clinical medicine, you would hear the latest and greatest and you would just roll your eyes. You're like, I don't have time to learn something new. Where if you can give someone something and it's like, hey, I can play with this for a couple of minutes and figure it out, that's the game changer right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Reesh, Jackie, I appreciate you sharing all these insights and perspectives. I learned a lot about the great work you're doing at Frederick Health. And thanks everyone for watching and listening. If you want to find more great healthcare IT content like this, be sure to check it out at healthcareittoday.com or search for Healthcare IT Today on your favorite podcasting applications. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.